Naved Trump, 15010 Alpha, Mass Communications Specialist, Mike Charlie, Basic, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 12. 1. The altitude range for low altitude is between 0 and how many feet for aerial documentation purposes? 1500. 2. The altitude range for medium altitude is between 1500 and how many feet for aerial documentation purposes? 10,000. 3. The altitude range for high altitude is at or above how many feet for aerial documentation purposes? 10,000. 4. How many basic categories of aerial documentation are in use today? 3. 5. Which type of aerial documentation is accomplished with the camera held or suspended in the aircraft so it points directly downward with the optical axis of the lens perpendicular to the ground? Vertical. 6. Which type of aerial documentation is made with the camera directed out and down at an angle from the aircraft, not straight out and not straight down? Oblique. 7. How many subcategories are oblique images divided into? 2. 8. Which type of aerial documentation is particularly suitable for pictorial and illustrative purposes because it provides a true perspective view of land surfaces? High oblique. 9. How many sections should the camera viewfinder be divided into for high obliques? 4. 10. Which type of imagery does not show the horizon? Low oblique. 11. A good rule for composing low obliques is to divide the camera viewfinder into how many sections? 3. 12. Which type of documentation is imagery taken from the air of a subject in the air, usually another aircraft? Air-to-air. 13. Which type of aerial documentation is performed on enemy territory to observe enemy defenses, troop concentrations, troop movements, enemy strength, and so on? Reconnaissance. 14. Good weather conditions for aerial documentation are generally considered to be clear with 5 to 10 knots of wind to help blow off smoke and smog, and visibility of how many or more miles. 7. 15. How many distinct advantages are there of using helicopters for handheld aerial documentation? 2. 16. Which series specifies minimum requirements for equipment and is supplemented by the Naval Air Training and Operating Procedures Standardization Program for each specific model of aircraft? OPNAV Instruction 3710.7. 17. Your two primary tools in aerial composition are camera viewpoint and what else? Timing. 18. Do not capture imagery when the aircraft is doing what? Turning. 19. Generally speaking, the best air-to-air documentation is made from slightly above to the side and from slightly forward of the plane being photographed. However, you should try other views, such as from below or slightly aft of the subject aircraft. A focal length lens of which size or greater should be used when you are documenting only one or two aircraft at a time. 80 millimeter. 20. How many basic rigging patterns for maritime surveillance documentation are in use today? 4. 21. What is the aerial photographer NEC? NEC 8288. 22. What is the scuba diver NEC? NEC 5345. 23. It is possible to photograph at an ISO in excess of what without the need for a flash or a strobe and without loss of image quality due to graininess or noise. 12,800. 24. What is employed where conditions are too dark for practical low-light photography? Night vision. 25. Which type of cameras record the heat signature of objects, machines, and mammals? Thermal. 26. High quality and sharp image definition is of utmost importance when shooting imagery, for which purpose? Intelligence. 27. Which teams are charged with reporting any visual changes that go on outside the ship, such as the presence of an unidentified ship or aircraft or any other type of abnormal activity? Snoopy. 28. What is the process of adding geographical identification metadata to imagery and other web-based applications? Geotagging. 29. Which guidelines must be followed when geotagging in an operational environment because geographical positions may inadvertently be released? Force protection. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.